Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
I'll have what she's having.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Say hello to my new friend!
I'm gonna make him an offer again with you.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
A boy's best friend is his mother.
Hello everyone, welcome back for another episode of Three Girls, One Guy, the podcast that sounds like it's dirty, but isn't actually dirty at all. It's David talking here, as usual, surrounded by this amazing team you already know and love. On my right is Mai.
Hello, David.
To my left, we have Tia.
Good morning.
And rounding up the team is Dasha.
Hi.
Hi, girls. So, as usual, today we will be reviewing the movies we all love to watch, while also talking about sustainable development. Now remember, every week we pick two films and connect them in some way to sustainable development and to the UN's 17 Sustainable Development Goals for 2030. So for today's episode, we finally reach SDG number 8, which is promote sustained, inclusive and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all. Now, it sounds like a really amazing goal, right? However, in our minds, this is one of the most controversial ones. And why might that be the case, you wonder? Well, that's actually the question today's movies are going to help us solve, since these two, which are Honeyland and The Tin Mine, actually portray societal problems that reflect the need for this goal. So, in that sense, we will be reviewing them and talking about how they relate to each other and to the goal. But first, we will give you some context of what the goal is all about.
Yes, so basically this goal aims to promote decent work for all because everybody needs a job, right? And the goal also has 10 other sub-targets that includes everything about having a good, decent job, like a job that's stable and a job that pays fairly, also with gender equality in workplace and no forced labor and human trafficking and so on. But ultimately, the goal is to promote sustainable economic growth, meaning that our economies can strive successfully, including GDP growth and higher economic productivity. So all of these are to be achieved without destroying the environment that we live in.
Yes, so as mentioned, it is arguably the most controversial goal because the SDGs are about sustainability, but then this one is promoting economic growth. So it's up for discussion how much economic growth can be done in a sustainable way. And economic growth is partly the reason why we are in this situation in the first place. You know, climate change and all that. So besides discussing certain targets in the goal, we will also discuss through these movies how the aim of Goal 8 could be better achieved in a sustainable way. Okay, now we've got a new context, now we'll start with the first movie.
Our first movie is Honeyland. It's a documentary film. It tells the life of Hatice, who lives in North Macedonia. She makes a living by collecting wild honey with one very important rule, which is one half for me and one half for you. So every time she would leave half of the honey so that the bees could keep reproducing the honey for her. But one day, a family of seven moves into the village with a herd of cattle, and later, Hussein, the father of the family, he learns about how Hatice makes money with her honey and realizes that he could do that as well to make some extra money for his family. But he's too greedy and tries to collect as much honey as possible. And so eventually his bees die, which also affects Hatice's bees as well. So, what do you think about the movie, David?
Well, you know, it is indeed a really good movie. And to me, it wasn't only beautiful and interesting, but also really sad and strong in the way that, you know, the story itself and the way it's told just really, really manages to spark some nice criticism towards the system we live in and to our societies, right? I mean, this criticism towards how we usually handle our natural resources and also how we as individuals are just exploited into being a part of the whole economic machine, don't you think?
Yes, I think the movie clearly reflects consumerism in our societies, and it brings up the question, how are we managing our resources?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it shows two really different methods of handling nature. Because on the one hand, we have Hatice, who has a very sustainable way of working with the bees, whereas Hussein, on the other hand, is just exploiting everything he can, you know, from the bees, to the cattle, to the land.
Yes, exactly. So Hatice catches Hussein burning grass in order to sell. Not sure why, but I guess that's something people do. Sell grass, that is. And Hatice shouts at him to stop because he's killing the food for the bees. And Hussein explains back that he needs to burn the grass in order to sell, not being able to live off the cows and the bees. It kind of really shows this vicious cycle of trying to extract as much from nature as possible. I mean, like in the end of the documentary, when all the bees are dead, the calves are dead, when everything that could be exploited can no longer be exploited anymore, the entire family leaves and they leave Hatice with most of her bees dead.
Yeah, it's sad. And I mean, this treatment of nature actually goes back to target 8.4 of the SDG we're discussing today, which is partly about decoupling economic growth from environmental degradation. And how can we do this? Which is the best way in which I think we can take advantage of what is given to us by nature, right? Without completely overwhelming our environment. And now for me, Hatice practically solves it for us when she explains to her neighbor in a really, like, of course, broad way that half and half should be the method to go. And then when talking about the honey and how we should always take only enough for us, but never too much so that the others won't have anything left. And that is a really strong message to me because we are used to just taking and taking stuff from our land and from nature, and we believe everything is eternal, you know? We believe that we're here just to take and not respect anything, just like the family did, actually.
Yeah, I think what you just said is completely right. But I also think that what's happening here in this movie is capitalism at its finest. Well, you see, Hussein is trying to sell as much honey as possible so that he could make a lot of money for his big family. So this is an ugly cycle of capitalism that centers only around profit.
I don't think it is possible to describe all problems with the world capitalism. It seems to simplify the complexity of our world. For me, during the film, the saddest thing is to see the conditions in which people live. And there is a great connection to our sustainable development goal, which sounds like decent work and economic growth. Because without economic growth, it is difficult to imagine an improvement in the lives of this family. And to have a context of North Macedonia, it is important to know that economic situation in North Macedonia is not perfect. So the rate of unemployment is near 16%. So I think the family we see in the film is rather a victim of the situation, and they are so greedy and aggressive in their work with bees because they're in great need and their children are unlikely to get an education. So it is also connected with our SDG and its target number 8.7 called End Modern Slavery, Trafficking and Child Labor, because for these kids, the main goal is to help their parents working for family, and they can't imagine a different life. It's like a vicious circle, so there are basic needs, and until we cover these needs, it's just impossible to move on. I think that is the reason why we see an economic growth in sustainable development goals. We need it, and this family's example shows it clearly.
Dasha, I really do agree that economic growth is needed up to a point, but economic growth can only succeed in covering the basic needs up to a point and reducing unemployment. But after that, it just becomes growth for growth's sake. After that point, if something has to change for nature and people, then it should be economic reform, not economic growth. And I think this is something that the SDGA does not address. So the next film we will discuss is a Thai film from 2005 called The Tin Mind. So it's set in 1949 and it's based on a true story. It follows Ajin, I hope I pronounced his name correctly. He's a dropout uni student from Bangkok and he travels to the south of Thailand to work in a tin mine owned by an Australian company. He works there for 4 years and he kind of views it as a school of life. So he learns to work hard, play hard, while he forms connections with other workers and the bosses. After 4 years, the tin mine is slowly producing less and less tin, and eventually the entire company goes bankrupt. So everyone has to leave, and the audience sees Ajin return to Bangkok with absolutely no savings, but a pocket full of life lessons and friends for life. So, what did we think of the film?
So, being completely honest, I believe that as good as this movie is, it actually fails a bit in showing the much harder reality of what working in a mine might be. And let me explain. Because it's more a coming of age story of a boy who is forced to work for 4 years in this place, you know, while the rest reality of the mining system is kind of left aside. Because, for example, between 1995 and 2007, accidents in Thai mines were 25.9% higher than in the US. This is per 1,000 workers. And this data, this percentage, shows how multinational companies take advantage of the lower wages, right, and the safety standards that exist in developing countries. And so they take that into advantage in order to extract the resources. And to me, this is not shown in the movie that much, because it gives the highlight to this story of the protagonist, you know?
Yeah, but I think it does the land punch because it addresses the working conditions and why this is an important aspect, even to the degree to being taken into consideration for SDGs. It shapes in the form of decent working conditions, which is nowadays one of the biggest problems faced by the system that keeps on demanding not only resources, but also people with whom to exploit these resources. So some companies don't really care about people, really.
Okay, I think I see what you mean. So maybe we can see it reflected, especially in how, for example, the workers in the movie have literally no protection whatsoever, right, when they're working. And I think that even one guy loses his leg. And if we go to the book from which this movie is based on, which is, well, the true story, then you will get so many more anecdotes that reflect the working conditions, which are just so inhumane, right?
Yeah, I like it that you said that this movie romanticized the life and hardship of the skilled workers. But I do see one other big problem here in this movie. I also come from Thailand, so I can confirm that many young people would leave their hometown and go study in Bangkok or study in other big cities in their region. I myself also left my hometown to study in Bangkok since high school, and I never went back. So in this movie, you can see that Ajin also went to study in Bangkok, even though it's not very good that he couldn't finish and get the degree, but that forced him to leave Bangkok. And you can see that his knowledge and skills were really useful at the mine. This shows that we need to promote youth employment, education, and training in these rural areas, which goes along with target 8.6 of the goal, because it's very important for achieving higher economic productivity. And higher economic productivity means more jobs and higher income for everyone.
But then I think we should be careful with arguing too much for higher economic productivity without taking nature more into consideration. It's great if there are more jobs, but it should not be at the expense of nature, as it usually is, and as is shown in this film.
I think it is interesting how the film shows a young man at the beginning of his professional career. Also, in the film, as in Honeyland, we can see the exploitation of natural resources. The whole industry in which Agent works is built on mining, which means that they take resources and give nothing in return. This comes most obvious at the end of the film, when the accident occurred and the mining platform on the river collapsed, but the parts of the platform were lying in the river. This can be seen as a reminder of the consumer attitude of man to nature. The workers at the end of the movie go to different places, but nobody clears the river of garbage. And this was so sad picture because we understand that it is impossible to renew these resources that they took, but we could at least clear the river.
I think you all have really interesting points, and I just wanted to add something that I kept thinking about while watching the movie. As we've already said, the movie is still relevant today, and this also goes for large multinational companies. Actually, now more than ever, multinational companies have huge, huge power, be it through lobbying or creating policies that will create a certain standard of working conditions. And Target 8.3 addresses the need for companies to have a corporate responsibility. The goal advocates companies to be part in promoting development-oriented policies, decent jobs, innovation. But I think it should go further, like to youth employment, gender equality, and last but not least, the treatment of nature. Very, very important. And of course, so much more, so much more, so much more.
But we are running out of time, so I'm just going to wrap it up here. I think both movies reflect the fact that man sees nature as a service provider, or what we call ecosystem services. So as a consumer, we benefit from nature, right? Economically. And that's why we think we need to preserve nature for our own benefits.
Yes, and I think both films represent a very economic approach, which represents the world we live in. The social and ecological aspects are forgotten. The well-being of the saint's children, the case of the workers at the tin mine, and this is also the case for nature. And so, if the SDG8 wants to change how we use nature, then there has to be a change in how we perceive it. And there needs to be a shift in focus to the more social and environmental.
Yeah, the goal overall is nice, in theory, but there is definitely a struggle for it to be applied in real life. You can see it from these films, which are connected with one goal, but the situations and contexts are absolutely different. We should take it into account. In each case, the goal must be adapted to a specific situation.
Yeah, I mean, there is definitely a lot to talk about, right, guys? But what we can all agree on, and what I really, really want all of us and our listeners to take away from this discussion and from these movies, is the fact that we need to keep questioning whatever happens around us and the world we live in. Because in the end, we are all either, you know, a company owner, a bee hunter, a family father, or even a mine worker. And thus, we are all part of a system that exploits nature. So these SDGs are a reminder of how this needs to change. And for us to be able to take action, we need to inform ourselves, we need to care, and we need to act. So please, please, please make sure to listen to our next podcast for more discussions like this. And if you're interested in knowing more about these movies and these goals, you can just, you know, Google it.
Or ricochet.
Or ricochet, indeed. So, hope you enjoyed our podcast. Do not forget to subscribe. Have a lovely evening and stay safe.
Everybody's gotta live, and everybody's gonna die.